So, welcome to, what is it, November 6th?
Correct.
All right. Awesome.
I have one date in history. Yeah.
Yeah, you've probably been on one date in the history of you being...
Well, maybe.
Alive.
So, in 1860...
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was elected to president.
Okay. Oh.
That's it.
That was it today, yeah. 1860?
Go vote. Well, it's too late now, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if Google... you didn't vote, fuck you.
Like, Jesus, seriously. Man. Jesus. You don't have to be so harsh. Maybe there's people that had no reason to vote that in their own mind. I mean, you don't have to...
You have the choice, but you also have the choice.
Well, you also have a responsibility.
Yep.
You do have a responsibility, but that's not for me or him to say.
It's so, for me to say.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
You should have voted. Fuck you.
Dude, don't be a dick. Seriously.
Coming from you?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't tell anybody they're wrong for not voting.
All right.
Seriously.
No, you're right. I'm not being sarcastic.
All right.
Just a little myth from last week.
Yeah, I understand that, and it's totally okay. I know you you were earning money, and you came back with a bunch of harmonicas.
I did.
So yeah.
So this is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
This is Mick from Nonsense Inc., and we're about to call a buddy of ours, Mark. We're gonna talk to him about he and I are gonna dish about some military stories that we have from the past. So, because Veterans Day is coming up on Monday,
yeah. So I'm going to moderate this time.
So I'm gonna give him a call here, and I hope this works. Let's see if this goes right. All right, can you hear that?
Yeah,
outstanding. Which?
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you got a beer going?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
I have a New Belgium Accumulation White India Pale Ale.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Chris can hear you fine, too.
Yep.
So, what we were just discussing... was Veterans Day is coming up on Monday.
It is.
And you, sir, are a proud veteran of the Air Force. And I am a disgraced veteran of the Navy.
Don't say that.
But yeah, so we figured we would discuss a couple of stories from overseas. All right. So I remember... Is there one that sticks out in your head? Because I sort of remember one about a hooker paying you for sex. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, wow. We got to go right into that. Huh?
Oh, well, we can start with something different if you'd like.
Yeah, tell me one I haven't heard yet.
Like... you guys are using me. That is the only reason you wanted me on here.
We like you
here in person.
Yeah, we like you actually. You're one of the few that we actually do enjoy talking to on a regular basis.
I'm just giving you shit. Yeah. Oh, can I say shit?
Yeah, no, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you can say motherfucker. You can say cunt if you want.
Yeah, I might have. There might have been a few. Yeah, I might have some stories.
So it seems we've tapped into the right resource then.
I've had a I love my military career, and I did some really stupid things and some really funny things and some really fun things.
All right, so what sticks out?
So you want me to go right into the
No, we can. Yeah, we can use
we'll,
that.
We'll
as
get
the,
to that later.
Yeah, we can use that as a coup de grace.
Exactly.
hell, fuck it. Let's just start there. Well, I mean, you guys brought it up, so.
Is that what she asked you?
Even my son, you know what? My son will, okay, so let me back up a little bit. My son is an E7 in the Army, and I'm very proud of him.
Poor bastard.
He's got an awesome career going.
Yes,
he does. He will introduce me to his friends, and he'll say, this is my dad. Okay, Dad, tell him the hooker story.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
So he's very proud of my hooker story. So let's just go into it. So I was stationed in Kunsan, Korea.
Okay.
And I had...
I'm sorry, was that Poontown?
Maybe a month left.
Did you hear him, Mark? You said, where were you stationed?
Kunsan.
Yeah, so ask him, Chris.
Was that Poontown? I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you on that one.
Actually, it's funny you say that. There's actually a Navy base called Kunsan.
Yes, there is. That is fucking accurate.
Oh shit.
That is accurate. Chris, he's not lying, man. He's not.
No, I know he's not. Like, just.
But I knew you would know that, Mick. So, yeah.
Oh, I've never been there, but I've seen it on a map.
That's the Navy base. That makes no sense.
Uh-huh. All right. So
you're stationed in Korea.
Yeah,
I'm stationed in Korea, and I'd been there for almost a year. I was assigned there for a year, so I've got like maybe a month left, probably not even that, probably like 3 weeks left. And I went downtown. I went downtown a lot. And
so they knew your name at this point.
They may have seen my face down there a few times.
Hey, you GI.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so racist, but it's funny.
It's not racist. That's what the fuck happened.
Okay, go on.
So I go into this bar one Friday evening, and hold on, let me smoke it. Let me light a cigarette. So
takes long drag off a cigarette. And says
no. No, he's got to light the cigarette before the story. Now,
let me tell you something, young guys.
So
I go into this bar, and I was in there for I don't know a time or two, and so this girl walked.
You're not sure?
Was she a Billy Boy?
No. No.
Was there a ping pong ball involved?
At that point, I was probably, let's see. I was probably 20-something, 24-ish.
Are you talking about age or beers in?
No, I'm talking about age.
Okay.
So I'm like 24-ish. She was probably 30-35.
Okay.
She was an older girl.
Not a huge age gap.
Do what?
It's not a huge age gap, so.
No. I'm just saying she was a little bit older.
Okay.
But for a working girl in Korea, she was probably pretty old.
Okay. I got you.
She still looked really good. Anyway, so she walked up behind me. I may have met her a time or two. But she walks up behind me and grabs me, and she goes, hey,
yeah.
Mock. No, she knew my name.
Goes, hey. Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
She goes, hey, Mock. I was like, hey.
You
plant name here. I mean, I don't remember her name.
Hey,
I was like, hey,
awkward.
I like, hey, Lay Me Soon. How are you? And she was like, oh, so what you doing? And I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just having a beer. And she said, so how about you come to my house tonight? And I said, ah, I don't think I have any money.
Now, was that true?
She goes, yeah, maybe you have money, maybe you don't. It don't matter. I was like, oh, man, I am good. You know? I mean, she remembers me. I am freaking good. So she just wants to take me home. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we can go to your house. She said, okay, you stay around here at close time, and we go to my house. And I was like, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Awesomeness.
So I went to some other bars, and I found my way back up to that bar at closing time. And she was like, hey, Mark, you want to go to my house? And I was like, yeah, I want to go to your house. She was like, okay, let's go. So we went to her house. We did a little walk down the alleys and whatever, and we went up to her little quotes house, and we went in
little
there.
Little shanty there.
Huh?
Little shanty there.
Yeah. So we go to her house, and, you know, we play spades or, you know, whatever. You know, tiddlywinks, whatever.
Something to kill the time before
tiddlywinks?
The... yeah, something to kill the time
exactly.
Before the little boom boom.
We had it. We might have had a few adult beverages, and, you know, anyway. So then we just fell asleep.
Beverages.
You know, that's what you do. So anyway.
So you fell asleep. You fell asleep. All right. So right. No hanky panky that night. You both were just fucked up. And is that correct?
Yeah.
You were a rope, yeah. And she was sandpaper.
Exactly.
That sounds about right.
Grilled cheese.
Okay.
So anyway, well, after I fucked her ass, next morning we wake up, and I'm getting ready to catch a taxi to go back to the base, and she was like, "Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, you,
so,
GI. Wait,
anyway,
wait there.
So." Are you going to the commissary today? I said, I don't know. I wasn't really planning on it, but I guess I could. She's like, oh, okay. Could you buy me a couple things? I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So she gets out this list.
Was it like Santa's naughty list?
Exactly. I mean, it like rolled across the floor. I mean, it was like 9 feet long. I just need some steaks,
so just...
and chicken breasts, and you know, rice, and blah, 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 blah. You know, like for an hour and a half, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, no problem.
Yep, I got this.
No problem, GI. I pay you. I was like, okay, that's cool. So she gives me like $60. For all of this stuff. I was like, not a problem. I will take care of this. And I rolled the list up, and I took her $60, and I walked out. And I'm pretty sure I paid the taxi driver with her $60. I went home to base, and I walked in, and my roommate was sleeping, and it was like, 10:30, 11 in the morning. I burst the door open, and he was like, dude, what the fuck? I said,
you will never believe what the fuck just happened to me.
I said, I just got a hooker to pay me to have sex with her. What? And I explained it to him, and we high-fived, and that's pretty much the end of that story.
Took the rest of that $60 and went out and got a case, huh?
Okay, bye.
Yeah, but I... The problem was I couldn't go downtown after that because I had like 2 weeks left, and
I'm confused. Did you actually have sex or no?
Do what?
Yeah, dude. He had. He did. He totally did.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
From your
He was trying to make it more of a PG experience than a NC-17 experience.
You did do the deed in the studio apartment above the garage in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That is that is good. You know what? That story never gets old. No matter how many times I hear it, and I apologize, but thank you.
My son loves that story.
He is his father's son, apparently.
I love the fact that my son loves that story.
You should. You raise him right if he loves that story.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Shit, man. So,
all right. So that's the story you brought me on here for. So
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So now it's on the internet. So
well, it's not on the internet yet, but it will be.
It will be.
It will be. Hopefully, it'll help our ratings. Our ratings are taking a little bit of a dive.
Yeah. Do you want us to tag you in that or? No.
He has no shame.
Well, his employer might take issue with it.
No, we're not gonna.
No, we're not.
We're not. We're just gonna put.
So, Mick, what's your favorite story from being in the military?
Well, you know the funny thing about that story is my wife even knows it. She doesn't even bitch about it. She just thinks it's funny. So
you picked a good woman
because it is funny. But you know, bitching and moaning takes effort too. So there's that.
Well, let's not go into that.
I know. But yeah. So. Oh, what?
Is it okay if I take a piss while we're?
Yeah. Do it. Actually, okay. We'll turn the game up.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am. So I just.
Oh, you are at the moment.
Right now.
That is awesome. Jesus. Yeah. No, we can work with that.
I was wondering what that noise was. Actually. Yeah.
I heard a laughing noise, so I thought it was just like you had comedy going on the TV.
No, that was the dog.
The dog laughs at you for taking a piss.
For having a small penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to do that on the blog, really, dude?
That short, fat tank of a dog you have.
Are you talking about the dog or the penis right now? I'm just... confused.
All right. So anyway,
okay. No, I was just getting the toilet flush on the audio. That was awesome. I do have a story about when I was in Greece.
Tell it, brother.
Well, so went out with a couple of friends, and we hit some bars, and let me move this microphone. And
God, you got to work your name into goddamn everything.
You're God, Mick Wright.
Jesus. Fucking Mick.
See? Hey, now you're doing it. All right, so we're in Greece. And we're drinking.
No, we're in America.
And shut the fuck up. I will slap you the fuck out of.
Okay, first off,
the grammar was correct.
First off, when you're telling a military story, you don't have to say we were drinking because
That is true because no great story ever started with, yeah, we were eating salads.
Yeah.
I was always in this vegan bar.
Yeah. Well, that's believable for you.
No.
Yeah. Oh, sad. Just went there.
I'm a sad person.
Yes. Yes, you are. All right. So
see you in Greece.
We were leaving a bar. We may or may not have been drinking. We were.
Yeah.
And so my buddy Bill, whose last name I will change. Actually, I'm not even going to pretend to change it.
Smith.
Do you know him?
Yeah. He's all a cool right. dude.
Yeah, no, dude. This motherfucker's so cool. When he goes to sleep, sheep count him. He's fucking cool. Like, he eats grasshoppers alive because he likes the taste. Like, this guy, Dude, Mark, I'm not even kidding, man.
How the fuck do you come up with that shit on the fly?
This guy. No, like, he actually did it.
Eats grasshoppers?
Yeah, like, he tried to eat a toad once, and he put it in.
I'm fucking done.
And he spit it out, because when he put it in his mouth, it pissed in his mouth. And then he killed it, and then ate it. Like, just freshly die. Dead. Yeah, so.
What?
So Bill, he's a Pennsylvania boy. Introduced me to Yingling, by the way. He's a Pennsylvania boy. Backwoods motherfucker. And, he and I can't remember the other guy's name.
Goddamn vampires.
Yeah. So, are you...
He's opening a bag of chips.
Are you?
I guarantee
it. Or no, he's crushing a beer can. What are you doing?
Oh. Well, I am eating white cheddar cheese corn from the...
Told Boy you!
You win. You win, Chris. High five.
You guys can hear that?
Yeah.
Very well. Okay.
Sorry.
So, no,
loud
you're
and clear. No,
you're
it's
fine.
Awesome,
you're
actually.
Fine. You're fine. I have tools I can modify that with. Anyway, so we're leaving this bar in Greece, and Bill's pretty fucked up. I mean, he is way, way, way fucked up. Like, past the point of...
Frankenstein.
past the point... Oh, yeah, you're Frankenstein, yeah.
Yeah.
He is so fucked up, like... he had scrapes on his face from, like, brushing up against the side of the buildings as he's walking by. So he walks down this alley. He's like, man, I gotta pee so bad. And so he walks down this alley.
Why does that sound sexy?
And because it's me. No, he walks down this alley.
Oh, my God. I just thought of something when you said walking down an alley. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So he walks down this alley, and he leans both hands on a wall, and he starts pissing.
Oh, God.
You know what the problem with that is?
There's no aim.
No, it's he never took his dick out of his pants.
Oh, shit.
He just walks down the alley, puts both hands up like he's getting searched by the fucking cops, and he spreads them, and he's just fucking pissing. He's like, oh, my God, that feels so good. And, like, he filled his shoe up with piss because it ran down his pant legs and into, like, into that little crevice. Where, like, yeah, Chris is dying. I'm laughing here.
I can't breathe.
but that's not the best part of the story.
Oh, shit.
So we're like, take your dick out. He's like, why? I don't want to touch it. I'm pissing. And so he's, and then he's walking, and like you hear... Because he's got one wet foot and the other one's hitting the ground. So we're like, all right, fine. We'll hold you straight. We're walking to the hotel. And it gets to the point where he can no longer physically support his own weight. So we walk into the hotel and I'm on Bill's left and the other guy's on Bill's right. And he's got... We've got his arms over our shoulders, and he's dragging like this. You're going to look at me. We're dragging him like this. Like, his toes... No, his toes are dragging. His toes are dragging like this. And we're just supporting his weight. So, I was like, okay, I can get to my wallet. I got the room key. And so, we walk past the the concierge desk, and we're like, hi, we're fucked up. And we get to the elevator, and we're tired because we've been dragging this motherfucker for like 5 or 6 blocks. And so we click up on the elevator. It's like a 7-story hotel. We're on the 6th floor. It's on the 7th floor of the elevator, and it's going to take a minute or so to get down. So we're like, all right, fine. Let's put him down. We lean his head up against the elevator door. His nose is like right on where the door opens up. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And then, like, all of a sudden we hear ding, like, the elevator's here. He looks at me, I look at him, and we both, like, take a step back. The elevator's door opens, and he just goes, boom, flat on his fucking nose. Doesn't wake up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so elevator's not closing because
that's an emergency call, right?
Because
there.
he's breaking the beam, right? So the elevator door is not closing. So we walk into the elevator, we step over, you know, each of us steps over his arms, and we grab him and we like drag him into the elevator. Elevator door closes. We get up to the sixth floor. And now,
does he live at the end of the story?
Oh yeah, no, he's still alive.
Oh, good.
He's married, kids.
Yeah, they should be listening to this.
Yeah, and he doesn't know I'm telling the story, so that's gonna be good. And so no, we drag him, and now he smells like a. Well, I'm gonna wait for you to finish that because I don't want you to spit it all over my computer. It smells like a fucking hobo now at this point. I mean, it's bad. Like, it smells like, I mean, he rolled around in shit and piss and fucking vomit. I mean, it's bad. And he didn't even throw up. He just smells, I mean, he had body odor plus, I mean, it was awful.
Well, I mean, it was the Navy, right?
Yeah.
So when's the last time he showered?
Probably that morning because we were there for a couple of days. But knowing him, I don't know. He might have taken a stream shower and just like ran the sink and like hit his armpits and, or hit, you know, a hippie shower or whatever. But
that sounds like a Saturday morning for me when I was DUI. So.
Oh, I thought you were talking about last Saturday. So.
You said TDY, not DUI, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just double checking. But yeah, no. Yeah. So no, we ended up. We ended up leaving him outside his room.
Oh, wow. See, that just brought up another idea.
We've got alleyway and outside the room. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, no, you're good. All right. So who's next? Well, you told one, I told one, so now it's your turn.
Oh, actually, I have one, but I'm not a military kid.
No, that's fine.
There was one time we were at Harry's Wonder Bar in Lincoln, and
keep going. I'm just gonna step out for a minute.
We were hanging out, and we had friends that came down, and they were fucking hammered beforehand, and they came into the bar. We're playing pool or whatever, and so our friends show up, and they're drunk as shit. Which is fine, par for the course, whatever. And but one of the kids ends up going into the wrong restroom. So the dude goes into the women's restroom. And the owner of the bar comes up and says, "You guys are going to have to leave." And we were like, "What? Why?" And he's like, "Your buddy is too drunk. He just went into the wrong restroom." And we're like, "Well, that's an honest mistake." And here he stumbles out of the restroom and into the pool table. And so we leave and we're all upset and angry. And we're just like, "What the fuck are we going to do? Like, they kicked us out of the bar." So somebody went around back and cut the phone lines to the bar. I don't know who that was, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who was it?
I said I don't know who that was. Plausible deniability.
It was Steve.
Yeah, could have been Steve.
Fucking actually. Steve.
He would have been like 3, but yeah.
Steve's a dick.
Oh, dude, wait till you meet Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's our intern. All right, so Marcus, alleyway.
Yes, sir.
Yes, alleyway.
Is it another hooker story? Because I don't know if I know this one.
Oh.
Jesus, fuck.
Which one should I go for?
Dealer's choice.
Is that what she asked you?
Yeah,
okay,
he's a...
So. All right, so we were TDY to Germany. And there was this little... There was a bunch of little bars down in Germany. And there was this place in the back alley. We called it the Spinning Hoodad.
What?
The Spinning Hoodad, huh?
That's what we called it. So,
do you know the actual name?
No clue. You guys hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you fantastically.
I can hear mixed farts.
Okay.
Wait till you smell them.
No, I know.
We called it the Spinning Hoodad. Anyway, there was this little, in this back alley, there was this little porn shop, but we called it the Spinning Hoodad. If you went in the upper level, like the main level, it was just like a porn shop. But if you went downstairs,
oh, shit.
Because we all did,
was it
like one of those knock knock slide places? Like, you know, you knock on the door and somebody goes shh, and like a pair of eyes is on the other side.
Password.
And you have a password. Was it like one
Franken
of those
slugging.
Kind of, but don't ruin this for me, okay?
Okay, sorry.
So
go
anyway.
Ahead.
I think you maybe ruined it for yourself, but yeah, go ahead.
Do what?
No, go.
So anyway, you go down into the basement level, and there was this big round room that had doors around it. And you would go into these doors, and it was one of them things where you put coins in it, and the thing would lift up or lift down or whatever. It was like
slide
a plate
up,
that
yeah.
lifted up. So, me and my buddy, it was this black dude. Nothing against black dudes. It was just this black dude.
So he happened to be black.
You shared the booth.
Huh?
I was saying he just happened to be black, like as part
right.
of the story. It's not like
and he act. Oh, ooh. Now that I think about it, I have a story about him too. Anyway, we go to. We see how this thing it just develops.
Spirals out of fucking control.
So you
and
shared
this is
the
awesome.
Booth with the black dude. Okay.
Yes.
Let's go from there.
So anyway, me and my buddy. God, I can't remember his name. Anyway, we go down there.
That's right. He probably wouldn't appreciate you telling that story with his name attached to it anyway.
Yeah. Let's just call him Mike.
Exactly. So anyway, we're outside these booths. He was like, go in. See what's in there. And I was like, no, you go in. He was like, no, man, you go in. I was like, oh, okay, fuck it. I don't care. So I went in and... I put my coins in the little thing, in a little slot, and the window opens up. Oh my God! There's this great big spinning round bed, and this chick was like just dancing.
Do I make you horny, baby?
it was like a Deutschmark or something like that. So it was like 25 cents or something like that.
It's
at
a
the time.
Quarter peep show right there.
Right. That's what it was. So I put my money in, and things slide after it's done. Things slide shut, and I'm like, "Fuck this! I want to see it again." So I put like three or four more in, and I'm watching her, and she's in on this bed. She's like getting her.
Is she
she's
making
like, yeah.
eye contact yet?
Do what?
Is she making eye contact yet?
Oh yes, because she loved me, not the other 27 guys that are watching. She was making eye contact with me.
She really made you feel special, didn't she?
Oh, I think she loved me. I really
so
do.
You're
anyway.
Talking like an 8 foot or 8 inch glass window that you're looking through with 27 other guys.
Wow. Okay, so go on.
What do you say?
An 8-inch thick glass window with 27 other guys.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm watching her, and finally the window slides shut, and I'm like, okay, I don't have any more Deutschmark, so I'm like, fuck it. I
so you put a quarter in?
Operating. I wasn't even beating it. I was just like watching. So
I don't have any more Deutschmarks, but my name's Mark. Does that count?
Oh. now that you say that, that brings me to another thing.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I leave the little room, and my buddy's outside, and he was like, "How was it?" And I was like, "Man, she is fucking hot. She is fucking hot. She's like naked, and she's like doing herself in there." And he's like, "Oh, dude, okay, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I gotta go in." I'm like, okay. So I get out of his way. He goes in, and he closes the door, and it locks, and I can hear him put his Deutschmarks in, and I can... Well, and then, at the same time, this little siren goes off.
Oh shit. Changing of the guard? Is that...
Yeah. I didn't know what it was, but that's... Yeah, it was like changing of the guard. And so... He goes in there. Siren goes off. He goes in there.
And
he
now
puts
it's
his
a dude.
Money in. And all of a sudden, I'm standing outside right behind him. And the fucking door just slams open, knocks me over. And he was like, "Oh my God, that fucking bitch has a dick."
There's no such thing as chicks with dicks, right? It's dudes with tits.
I was like, "Well, she must have just grew it because she did it before."
Or you weren't looking hard enough.
Oh, like, shit, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so you've got like two more that just stemmed from that story.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the alleyway story, right?
I'm sorry, I can't hear Chris very well. So
that was the alleyway story, right?
Yeah, angle that down.
That was the alley story, yeah.
Yes.
So then you've got your African friend, right? Because I want to be PC here.
Black.
Yeah, so you had another story about him, right?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You talking to me? Nobody else here. You must be talking to me. Sorry.
That was
I'm horrible.
That wasn't even that. Oh, I'm gonna smack you the shit out of. That was De Niro. Oh
come on! I've seen The Godfather.
Anyway, I didn't hear what he said, so
it's okay.
No, I'm going to die in my sleep tonight.
No, you're going to die when you wake up. Anyway, so Mark, no, you had a story about as Chris puts it, the African fella. Let's see, there was alleyway, there was I don't know, shit. You think of one. Okay.
Yeah, I had an alleyway story, but I think he said something about my African-American friend.
Black. Yeah.
Correct.
So he was my roommate. So one night I come in. We were there for like, I don't know, 45 days or something.
What?
And he was my roommate.
Okay.
And one night I come in and he's got a girl with him. And he was like, "Oh, hey, man, you know, I got my girl here." And I was like, "Dude, I'm fucking tired. I'd been working all day, and I had to go back to work early." And I was like, "Dude, just whatever. I'm going to go to bed."
It sounds like a that part. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. But that part of the story sounds like a George Thorogood song.
Well,
but I'm tired. I've been working all day.
I was like, just
the clock on the wall says 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. So no, I get it. So.
Like, so he was like, "Well, I mean, I don't want to keep you up or anything." And I was like, "I don't care. I'm just really fucking tired. I'm gonna go to bed." And he was like, "I'm just telling you, my girl's here." And it's like, "I don't fucking care. I'm going to bed. I'm tired."
Yeah, just you know, do your thing. And
was she loud?
So, well, I didn't think he was that loud. But
wait, he? You didn't think he was that loud?
Or they were that, whatever. I didn't. Anyway, I was right. young and I was kind of naive. But anyway, so I fall asleep. I wake up. To be honest with you, I'd probably been asleep for like 20 minutes or something like that. I wake up and they are going at it. And then all of a sudden I hear they're going at it. And, you know, oh, yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy. Oh, God, yeah. Take it, daddy. And then I hear these pussy farts.
Oh God!
Oh, wow.
He goes, "What was that, baby?" And she goes, "That's just her telling you she wants you, daddy."
What? Wow!
God damn, dude!
And I gave him shit about that for the rest of the.
CDY. Oh. Like you'd fart and be like,
"Wants you, daddy," and he'd be like, "Fuck you, dude." And I was like, "Oh no, baby,
my butthole wants you, daddy." Oh my God, that is fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Oh shit, dude.
So then that same team. Sorry, go ahead.
No, continue. No, please, more. Please. But wait, there's but more. Wait. Act now. It's made out of copper.
There's more. So, now, the whole the spinning hodad thing. So. Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Mick is pounding because he doesn't want to spit his beer on his laptop. Like, this is fucking amazing. Like,
I'm good.
You like the spinning who, Dad?
Yeah.
It's apparently something he's familiar with.
The spinning who, Dad thing.
Down in Australia, they call it something different.
Yeah. You've never been to Australia.
Yeah, I have.
Fuck you.
So anyway, the spinning who dad thing.
Yes.
So he sees the chick with the dick, whatever. He goes running out there. That's the same dude, by the way, that had the chick that was like, "She's talking to you, daddy." So
did you call him Teddy because he was always TDY with you?
Yeah. We were there for like 45 days. Anyway, he was my roommate. Anyway, so he like goes running, screaming out of the spinning who dad because he saw a chick with a dick, and I'm like, okay, okay, it's a chick with a dick, whatever.
It's a dude with tits. Get it right.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I go around looking at these other things and blah blah blah, and there's this other booth you could go into, and
it was like a shopping mall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm down.
So apparently I might have had some more Deutschmarks coins or whatever. So anyway, I
Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Do what?
Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Right. So I may have wandered into this other booth.
Did you make it hail?
That's funny.
So just take, yeah, go ahead. Really, but, all right, sorry.
Anyway,
yeah, not really.
So anyway,
I'm crying, dude. I'm sorry.
So when I was in the spinning hodad, chick was on, that was in the big bed, and she was like doing herself and blah blah blah. So, and then apparently the dude so the,
there was a woman masturbating
in there. But right. anyway, I go into this other. You guys still listen to me?
Yes,
yeah, we're here.
Okay,
we're giggling like little bitches, but we're listening. I'm fucking
Mick's
crying.
Giggling like a little bitch.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm crying, dude.
Okay, so I go into this other booth, and this chick's in there, and she was the one.
Are you
so
sure?
You beat me to it.
Huh?
Are you sure she was a chick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Good.
Totally. She was a Filipino chick.
Oh, are you really sure?
Were there ping pong balls or bananas involved?
No. No, I'm not a Marine. I'm.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that would have been a dude. We're understanding on that. It was a woman.
All right, good, good, good. All right, so spinning hoedad.
All right, so I go into this other. You know what I just realized?
What's that?
You guys are taping all of this.
Spinning hoedad is fucking funny as shit. Like, is that what you realized?
We're not taping it. I'm not hooked up to a fucking VCR, man.
My name is
Inigo Montoya.
You killed my father. Yeah.
Prepare to laugh.
All right. So anyway,
spinning hoedad.
Well, no, spinning hoedad. I went into this other booth, and this chick was in the other booth that she had moved from the spinning hoedad to this booth. So I went in there, and okay, this is going to sound stupid and funny at the same time, but
okay.
All right, so usually guys go in there and they jerk off, and she does whatever she does and
encourages them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went in there, and she was so freaking pretty. I sat there, and I talked to her for, like, the entire time my shit was in there. And then I left.
Okay.
So I left, and then, like, the next day, I went back down there. I went into the spinning hoodad, and she was there. And I put my coins in. She was like, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here." I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, yeah. Meet me in the other booth." And I was like, "Okay." And
yeah, my dick's in the other booth.
So anyway, she went into the other booth, and I went in there, and I put my coins in. And she was like, "Do you like to dance?" I was like, "No."
You can dance. She was like, "You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind."
She was like, "You like to go out to eat?" And I was like, "Yeah." Okay. Well, you meet me at... And she gave me... She actually gave me... She was like, "You meet me here at such and such and such and such a time, and we'll go out and we'll have something to eat, and then we'll go dancing." I was like, "I don't dance." And she was like, "That's okay. I'll teach you." And so I left, and so the next day, I actually went down there, and she was actually there.
Oh, wow. And that's awesome.
And she actually took me out, and, I mean, I paid for everything, obviously, but...
Well, yeah,
she took me to get...
But, yeah.
She you brought her took me to get commissary. German food, and then she took me to it was a fucking German disco. I don't know if you know how European discos are.
Oh yeah,
Germany. Yeah, disco.
They're still on like late on the draw on that
techno.
But they're crazy. I mean, it's
oh,
not
they love that shit. Dancing. Yeah,
it's a disco. And she took me there, and then I took her home, and that was the end of it. But I mean, it was. I mean, honestly, I never had sex with her or anything, but it was...
Oh, you actually took her to her home.
It was a good connection. Good connection from somebody...
Yeah. It was amazing.
Which
honestly was.
Actually,
it was amazing.
Like, I totally get it. Like, there's this seeming connection between a sex worker and somebody who likes sex workers, and there's no... It's like two people being people. It's like that's pretty badass, man. That's a really good story.
Don't get me wrong. I wanted to fucking pound her.
wrong, I'm gonna ruin this for you.
But no. Like I totally get it. Like it is a cute story, ish.
But it was amazing, and she showed me a lot. She took me to all these different discos, and she was like, "Oh, you know dance very good," and I was like, "I told you,
I know like dance."
How about we go to your house and I pound you? And she's like, oh, no, we dance. I don't really want to dance anymore. I'm tired.
I want to dance horizontally.
I want to put my penis inside of you.
Like, yeah, over and over again. No, insert flap A, slot B, repeat. Sweat. You sleep in the wet spot. I'll leave a couple of dollars on the thing and never see you again.
Exactly.
I'm here for coming and going.
Going.
So, speaking of, did I ever tell you a story about when I was in Hawaii on a short little Westpac that we did?
No.
Okay, so there is an interstate in Hawaii. It's Interstate H1.
Oh, I just thought of another story. Keep going.
So, a bunch of us had hit the town. I was advised earlier that being a military story, we do not have to say that drinking was involved.
Exactly.
But drinking was involved.
Exactly.
Copious.
May have it been.
No, involved. There's no may have been. There was copious amounts of fucking drinking involved. Like, two entire bottles of Jack were consumed. Somebody shaved a cat. And there's the story about how a hooker kicked the back window out of a station wagon taxi cab and threw somebody's clothes out of the cab that went over into a crevasse.
So it was a good night.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah, so we had a rough night. We got kicked out of...
No, that was a good night.
You're correct. We had
still rough.
We had a fantastic night, and we got kicked out of
there you go.
Wherever the fuck we were, and there were like seven of us.
If you personally didn't go to jail, that was a freaking phenomenal night.
None of us actually went to jail that evening. But
That was more than a phenomenal night. But anyway, go ahead.
But we had a big scare. So there were six of us, about seven. Hi, Taylor. Welcome to the house. We're on the tail end of the recording. We aren't going to be on here much longer. But you look beautiful as always. And
Taylor's there?
That's what he's here for. Yeah, no, he just came home. And
Tell Taylor I love him.
Hey, Taylor, Mark loves you. Means it.
Miss you.
He got nothing. He's got his girlfriend in there and her pussy. And by pussy, I mean cat.
Yeah, socks.
Yeah, her pussy socks. Anyway, so there's six of us, and we pick up a seventh who is a
Hua. Oh, damn. I just thought of another story. Anyway, keep going.
Jesus.
We're gonna have to extend this series.
Yeah, we are
to make it a whole Veterans Day series. This is gonna be great. So we pick up a seventh, and one of us hails a taxi. Taxi shows up. It is a.
Oh, that just made me think of another story. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, God damn it.
So this taxi arrives, and there's We pile into this taxi, and we're crammed in like fucking sardines. And, Mark, do you remember, the green, no, you're fine. The old green military ID?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the middle of this ride back to base, we're on this highway, and there's four of us in the back seat, like the bench seat of the back of the station wagon. And there's one riding shotgun, and then the last guy and the gal that he picked up are in the trunk area of the station wagon. And all of a sudden, like, we hear her fucking scream. And she kicks the back window out of this fucking station wagon. And he was wearing nothing at this point. And she took his pile of clothes and threw it out the window. Well, that pile of clothes got blown over the side of the highway. And in Hawaii, it's all, you know, somewhat mountainous.
Volcanic.
Yeah. And so they went off into, like, a valley, like, off the highway. Like, you're never going to see it again. Well, his... What's that?
Sorry.
No, we get back to base, and he's wearing not a fucking thing. And so we're trying to figure out what the fuck to do. And so...
Was his ID in the clothes?
Yes. His wallet,
oh, fuck.
Credit cards, ID was all in the clothes. So this green ID, one of the guys had an American Express card. And so we have a naked man surrounded by a bunch of other guys walking back onto this base in Pearl Harbor. And like we're walking, it's late night, like 2-3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and we all hold our IDs up, except for the one guy who's got American Express card, and they all look pretty good. And we get about 60, 70, 80 feet in, and we hear, and halt. We're like, fuck, that's us. So we turn around, and fucking Shore Patrol's there. And the guy, he just kind of motions his finger, come back. Hey, I'll like, you get here now. And so the guy's got his arm up with the American Express card. And his other hand over his dick. And so the guy whose American Express card it was is like, yoink, grabs it. So now the guy's got one hand over his dick and one hand over his ass crack.
And nothing.
And then just kind of like shimmies over to the fucking deal. So that was interesting to explain, because we were guys that all knew each other, but we were on three different boats. And all like, so we went to school together. We just happened to show up, and it's like, oh yeah, let's go get fucked up. Yeah, but yeah. So, I didn't get in trouble. That's north, south, west, east. That's all I give a shit about.
So, hey, Mark, you got one more for us?
Yeah, because we're about an hour in, so we're gonna close it up here. So. Give us something good and dirty.
Hold on just a second.
Oh, are you peeing again? That's awesome.
No.
I was hoping so. I was going to turn the volume up on your incoming.
hold on a second.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Come on.
I'm going to fart again. Tell me if you can hear it.
No, nice. the wife just went through, and she didn't like she was really happy with me. But that's okay. So anyway.
Just tell her you can replace her with a hooker that'll pay you.
No, don't say that.
I'm kidding. No, seriously, Mark, don't do that. Because...
Like, I've never replaced a wife.
That's funny, but it's not funny, but it's still pretty fucking funny.
They don't know why it's funny.
Oh, no, we know why it's funny. They don't know why it's funny.
They don't.
All right, so true. So what do you got?
Anyway, so, all right, so, hold on a second. Abby, are you okay?
Yeah, we're good.
The dog is good. I got a new smoke. Hold on a second.
I love drunk Mark.
I have a new beer.
Yep.
Okay. Now.
He's prime ready.
What?
Primed and ready. Let's
what
go.
What do you want from me?
I don't know.
One
about a
quick story.
Yeah, good 5-10 minute story.
That I haven't told you yet.
We've got alleyways and taxi cabs and
black guys,
and gypsies, thieves, and
let's see.
Hookers. We had hookers galore.
Oh yeah, there's always a hooker story.
I don't have one of those.
I gave you the alleyway story.
What actually whatever you got a short one when you were stationed down at Nellis? You got any good ones from there?
No, not really. I was kind of a good kid when I was at Nellis.
Okay. What about
Okay, let's see. What'd you say? Alleyways, taxi cabs. Oh, okay, taxi cabs.
Taxi cab confession. Here we go.
So, I was TDY to the Philippines. I think I've told you this one, Mitt, but...
Yeah, you have. But it's okay.
So, I was in this taxi, and I was in the front. This was nothing that I did, but this is something that happened when I was in a taxi cab. So
there are so many.
This is going to be awesome. Okay.
Yep.
So there's like four of us in this taxi cab going from, we were downtown. I'm not saying that what I did downtown was good or. I mean, I did a lot of bad things downtown.
Yeah, but...
Anyway.
But it has nothing to do with the taxi cab.
But the taxi cab story is better.
Okay.
So anyway, so we're driving back to the base. We were in Angeles City at Clark Air Force Base. So we were downtown, and we were pretty much... I was done. I mean, we'd done all of our fun, and me and the other three guys were rolling through Angeles City, and we were in a taxi, and my buddy decided, or he was like my shop chief or something. Anyway.
All right.
Sorry. I don't mean to draw this out. Anyway.
No, you're fine. Fine.
So we're going by this, it's like this little park, and there was there's all these hookers standing out there.
It wasn't like a park near a school, was it?
Smorgasbord?
Huh?
It wasn't like a park near a school, was it? I mean, they got different laws out there, but damn, dude.
No, it was just, that's where they all hung out. So anyway.
Okay.
We're driving along, and all of a sudden, my shop chief says, "Hey, I don't even remember what they called the taxi drivers." Anyway, he's like, "Hey, stop here." He's like, "Okay, you want girl?" And he was like, "Yeah." So he stops, and this
girl gets in.
This girl gets in, and. So she gets in the front with him, and we keep driving. We had like another 20-minute drive or something to get to the base, and then he was like, "Hey, stop, let me in the back with her."
Oh,
I was like, "Okay,
this is not going to end well."
Oh shit!
So me and this other dude get in the front, so it's my shop chief and this hooker and another dude in the back.
Wait,
like,
two dudes and
like
a hooker in the back?
Yeah.
Well, he was like passed out.
And your guy's not sailors? Oh, man, I got respect now.
So we're driving along and all of a sudden I hear my shop chief go, "Motherfucker." I was like, "What?"
Dude with tits.
He goes, "This chick's got a dick."
Golden.
And so, So we're all like, okay, like, kick her out or whatever.
Her?
And we just keep going. He doesn't say anything. All of a sudden, I look back and I was like, dude, really?
What, I would have fucked those titties?
Well, he's got his hand in his hand.
And he's like, hard.
Bobbing down. And I was like, dude. He was like, fuck it. I paid for it. I'm going to fucking get it.
My man. My man.
Wow.
That is amazing.
I mean,
and then, he gets his, and he was like, stop the car, and whatever, the dude stops the car, and he like just kicks her out, and is like, get going, I got what I fucking wanted, I paid for it, I'm gonna get it. I was like, dude. You just got a blowjob from a guy. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I paid for it.
I paid for it, damn it.
Oh my God, dude. I'm fucking hurting.
Okay.
I'm literally crying here.
So, Mark, we have to have you back on because you're a gold mine, but
you really are.
No, yeah, like actually for Veterans Day next week, I want to have you back on, make you good with
yeah
that.
No as long as he's good, I'm
if
I'm,
we can work out a day where you can we'll be here without calling in,
like, yeah, we'll even pay you.
Yeah, no, I'll buy your beer.
I think I gave you all my best stuff.
Oh, no, no.
No, I know you have more stories. Believe me, I know. But,
So, thank you, Mark, and, goddamn.
Yeah, with that being said, man, I really appreciate you, taking an hour out of your night to chit-chat with us, man. That was, mighty white of you.
Because I'm pretty certain you've had, like, what, four or five more that you... you called out there that you can tell us. So, yeah.
You know me.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. That's why we're saying we'd love to have you back if you'd. All right. So with that being said, is it okay, Mark, if I hang up on you here?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, man. Love you. I will see you tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
And May the forces of evil become confused on the way to your house.
Hey, I had fun tonight, so.
Well, good. Glad you did. You should be here in person. Be a good time.
I'll try to do that sometime.
No, that's quite all right, man. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, and take her easy.
All right, see you guys.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Bye.
So that was fun.
Yeah. All right, kids, see us on the various social medias that we've talked about before, the Facebook, the Instagram, which we don't use.
I kind of use it sometimes.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yep, yeah, there's that. And the website,
nonsense-inc.com. So next week, we're going to do a little bit something different. And if you can call that out, then I'll give you personal money, $25, if you can figure out what we're doing different next week.
It's going to be all in pennies.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I can send it to you via priority mail.
It's going to cost you more to send it than it is to...
That's fine, but they won't figure it out. So it's
okay. Oh, no, somebody will.
No, if you can figure it out, I will give you $25 of my own monies. But you have to figure out what's different next week. So, I mean, he doesn't even know about this. And I'm pointing at him with my thumb.
Yes, that would be me.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, cheers. Have a good night. And thanks for wasting your time with us.
Yeah. This is Christopher signing off.
This is... Mixtifer. Signing off. Mikolas. Mikaruni. Mikelodeon. Mickey Minaj. Nicolas Cage.
Okay, I like the last the one, Mick. But the second one, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, tell me if this sounds like the phone hanging up.